Feeling stronger every day. Hope you are too. Those are the boys from my hometown, Chicago, on your radio friend. And also, the hometown of the best team in the major leagues, the Chicago Cubs. They won again last night, Mark.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Give me some stats here. Magic number.
Is 15.
15. The lead that we have over the dreaded St. Louis Redbirds?
15.5.
15.5. And how many games over 500?
39.
39. What are they on pace for? Well over 100 wins.
I think 103.
103.
Yeah.
The last time the Cubs won 103 games, it was 1910. What?
I know, there's, you know, they
that just, was just the year after you were born, I think.
Yeah, thanks a lot. But, you know, they were 22-6 in August, which I think they had their best record ever, and that was back in the 30s.
And you and Al Volmert going to the game tomorrow.
Yep.
Against the San Francisco Giants.
Great pitching matchup.
The Gigantes.
Yep. Great pitching matchup. Probably the one of the best pitching matchups I've ever seen.
Which will be.
And that's Madison Bumgarner versus Jake Arrieta. Earlier in my life, I saw Bob Gibson versus Kenny Holtzman one time.
Yeah, that's not the same. But Bob Gibson against Fergie Jenkins was a good matchup.
So
Fergie Jenkins looked great. He just sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, I saw him the other night. Yeah,
what a cool dude he is.
Yep.
This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show cool dude, Glenn Klein. He's also a cool dude. He's Brian Dean. He's the Community Outreach and Economic Development Coordinator for the Root River Council. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
And also joining us is our man, Milton Thompson, who's in to talk about all things community-wide. Good morning, Milt.
Good morning, Glenn.
So, Brian, where do you hail from, young man?
Originally, I hail from state of California via state of Washington, where I grew up.
So you are a left coast guy.
Yes, I am. Born and raised.
Born and raised in Washington State?
That's right.
Whereabouts?
Vancouver, Washington, just across the river from Portland, Oregon.
Now that's some beautiful territory.
Yes, it is. I sometimes very much miss the mountains.
So how does a guy come from Vancouver, Washington to beautiful Racine, Wisconsin? How does that happen?
Well, first you have to start out loving more of the snow than the rain and wanting to just get out of the rain for a while. And you also have to have a huge love of ice hockey, which is one of the reasons why I went to St. Norbert College.
Did you play hockey?
I tried to.
You tried to play hockey?
I didn't realize how many Canadians they were recruiting at the time.
Yeah, there are a bunch of hosers come down, eh?
Yes, they are.
And St. Norbert, what is St. Norbert? The Fighting?
The Green Knights.
The Green Knights. Do you know that the team that Robert Redford played for in The Natural were the New York Knights?
I do vaguely remember that. I only just saw that movie a little while ago.
We were actually just came up in conversation with Todd Brennan yesterday, who's a Red Sox fan. I asked him what his favorite baseball movie was. He said The Natural, and I asked the trivia question, which I do, hoping that somebody would know the answer because I couldn't think of it. And then one of our callers called in.
Oh, all righty.
And that movie was on last night.
Did you watch it?
I watched it for a little while because I was watching the Cubs.
During the commercial, you were probably going back and forth, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Who's your favorite baseball team, Brian?
The Oakland Athletics.
The Fighting A's.
Mm-hmm. Swinging A's.
The Swinging A's, they were.
Yes,
that's right. Charles O'Finley.
Mm-hmm.
You baseball fan, Milton?
Every once in a while.
Either you are or you're not.
I'm only interested in the Red Sox.
You too. What is wrong with you people? What if the Red Sox, who they're going to make the playoffs, I'm pretty confident.
True.
From the AL East. What if the Red Sox and Cubs are in the World Series? Fenway Park, Wrigley Field? That'd be old school right there.
Oh, it'd be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. It would have been even more fun if they had met the year that the Red Sox won so they could go back and forth to figure out which curse will be broken.
Yeah, but the Cubs, I think were they close to the playoffs in 2004? Did they make the playoffs in 20? That was Lou Piniella, wasn't it?
I can't
remember.
Yeah. All those seasons get a little fuzzy.
Well, 2003 was the Bartman year.
Yeah.
That I remember. What's your favorite hockey team, Brian?
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, I hate the Penguins.
Sorry.
Huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan. I spent 21 years in Tampa, and they have an up-and-coming franchise. And then
yes,
I grew up
do.
In Chicago, and so the Blackhawks. My ultimate nightmare scenario was a couple years ago when the Blackhawks played the Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals. That was a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go with my heart, the Lightning.
Well, that makes sense.
I was living in Tampa. You cannot believe the garbage that my Chicago friends and family gave me for rooting for the Lightning.
Oh, no, I've encountered similar stuff when rooting for the Penguins when they came out to play in the Stadium Series in Chicago.
Sidney Crosby, what a crybaby.
You know, there are times where I think that's true, but then there are also times where I see some of the things that other players get away with on him that I think, you know, it's a good thing I'm not on the ice because I'd be about ready to get a stick blade in their face.
He's a major hockey fan. That's why he ended up in Wisconsin. He's Brian Dean. He's a community outreach and economic development coordinator for the Root River Council. So you're up in the Green Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you get involved with the Root River Council and come down to Racine?
Well, a very roundabout way of doing things. I actually met a girl after I graduated from college at a party when I came back. And that girl turned out to be 4 years later my wife.
But what's her name?
Her name is Liz.
Is she listening right now?
I hope so. I'm not sure.
She can check it out on the website later.
This is true.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, hon. But yeah, we met in college when I was still, I had moved back to Yakima, Washington, where I was working. And we did the long distance relationship for a few years until the economy basically made my job a little redundant. And then I decided, you know what? I'll move out here.
And how long have you been here?
I've been in Kenosha since Christmas of 2010.
That's a great time to come to Racine. And Wisconsin, right dab in the middle of winter.
Well, that was also the year of the Groundhog's Day blizzard, so that was interesting.
And how do you get involved with the Root River Council, then?
Through my time with the city of Racine as an AmeriCorps Vista member and helping them out with all kinds of promotion of their events and just a lot of research with everything that's water-related in the city and now and then with the Horlick Dam.
So for the beautiful humans, Brian, that don't know what the Root River Council is, please inform.
The Root River Council is centered around trying to help enhance the awareness of an urban river as well as promote economic development and sustainability around the river through most of Racine and just generally promote a cleaner environment of that urban area.
And how is it financed?
It is financed by a combination of donations and public grants, as well as, well, we're trying to work more in partnership with a lot of private businesses in the area.
And you've got this Root River Festival coming up on Sunday, is it?
Yes, correct.
And what happens there?
It's going to be a little bit like the old Chautauqua tent meetings of the early 1900s. It'll be, our CEO, Jim Chambers, calls it a three-ring circus where you'll have everything from musicians to documentary films, storytellers, and canoe paddles.
Very cool. I've actually been to Big Top Chautauqua up by Lake Superior.
Oh, you have?
For concerts.
Oh, okay.
It's an incredible venue, and it's like an old revival tent, and they still have got the pews in there, and it's an amazing venue.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there?
I've seen pictures. I have not yet been there.
Lake Superior's right there. It is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Took my sons up there for a concert a couple times. It really, really cool place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right up on Lake Superior.
I've been on the Minnesota side of Lake Superior, just around where the triangle point in the state is. It was a, what was it called? An old cabin called, going to probably butcher the pronunciation of this, Nanabujou, where...
Sound like it got away with it.
Well,
a lot better than I do on stuff, right, Mark?
It was apparently, it was built in the early 1920s, and people, a lot of famous people like Babe Ruth apparently would spend summers there now and then, and they put on quite a good show there for any of the tourists who come around. It's a very good place.
Brian, we just had the mayor on his seat. I know you guys are talking as... bringing you in studio, and of course he has a lot of concern over the Waukesha dumping proposal. How does the Root River Council feel about that?
I think I can speak to that a little bit more. The Root River Council is essentially against that. We think that it hasn't been studied enough. We don't think that there should be any additional drawdown of Lake Michigan, especially if it's that far out of the Great Lakes compact boundary, and we're also not entirely convinced that all of the water that will be sent back in will be properly treated. So that is a concern that we've been addressing for a while now.
Mayor Dickert, he gets all fired up about it. You ever heard him?
Yeah, I have heard him a couple of times.
What a great advocate for all of our natural resources in Racine.
And the fact that someone like Todd Brennan says that he's more fired, that the mayor is more fired up than him, that says a lot. That says a lot because I've seen Todd Brennan in several meetings, and he can get pretty fired up. So if Mayor Dickert is even more, stick around and get your popcorn.
I like Todd, but he's a Red Sox fan. I cannot abide that. And I like you, but the Penguins.
Well, you know.
No bueno. Well, thanks for coming in. Now, for more information on this Root River Festival, you can go to their website at?
rootrivercouncil.org.
Very nice. And it's this Sunday, the 4th, from 12 until 6 at River Bend, which is on North Green Bay Road. And you're a beautiful human. Thanks for coming in. And
thanks for having me.
Say hello to Liz for me.
Hi, Liz.
Well, I meant in person. this is Glenn Klein. It is coming up to the great Tom Carco's newscast. And then we will be joined by Milton Thompson full-time as we continue the community conversation on this Thank God It's Friday Morning.
I live for surprises. And let me tell you, my kids don't disappoint. Since when do you know algebra? Since when can you backflip? But I also like surprises that say,